Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
By Sweeney Top, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Well, that is the opening from Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, if you didn't get that. And I'm pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm fine, actually.
Good, good. Now, you're here because you're directing a production of Sweeney Todd. There is a link to
that
it all.
Indeed, yeah.
And you're doing it for Weos. We've had Weos on the show before, so that's good. Welcome over to Woking.
Yes, that's the Woking, yes, exactly. Because last time we spoke, I was at Epsom, wasn't I?
You were. You get about a bit.
And I'm back at Epsom after this as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll be seeing you again, no doubt. Fantastic. So, Weos are doing Sweeney Todd. Now, that's quite an undertaking, is it not?
It is. It's one of the most complicated pieces of musical theatre, probably ever written. It's Sondheim is famous for being as bad as Benjamin Britten and things like that. And, for example, the very last song in the show, it is very dramatic, but Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett are singing together two separate tunes at two different speeds.
Yes.
I mean, it really is very, very complicated stuff.
Quite a challenge.
It is a challenge, but I've always wanted to do it. I was very, very lucky. I directed a musical in the West End, and for 15 minutes I was on the A-list. And I was in New York, and I was invited to this new opening, this show, at the Eurus Theatre in 1979, called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and by Stephen Sondheim. And we thought, oh, well, it is Sondheim, but on the other hand, he hadn't got a reputation for complexity by then. He'd done West Side Story and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And we sort of expected Oliver, really, you know, people with, yes, with low-cut dresses dancing about in pubs, you know, shouting, Sweeney Todd. But it wasn't like that at all. You heard that music you've just heard, the Dies Irae, which is the Catholic Mass underneath, and then this big screaming factory whistle. And everybody stares at the audience, and all covered in dirt and moles and mud and things. And we thought, my goodness, what is this? What sort of show have I come to see? And it's fantastic for that reason.
So, for anyone who doesn't know the story, I mean, there was a film not very long ago, of course, with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. But if people haven't seen that, or don't really know the story, without giving too much away, can you give us a little summary?
Too much away, yes, certainly. There was a young barber and his wife, and there was a judge. This is all happening around the Fleet Street area in 1846. And the judge decided he quite fancied this wife, so he trumped up charges and had the barber, who was then at the time called Benjamin Barker, transported to Australia for life.
Okay.
And due to various circumstances, Benjamin Barker was managed 15 years later to arrive back in London to find out what happened to his wife.
Right.
And indeed his baby daughter.
Okay.
He decided to change his name to Sweeney Todd, and he decided to find the judge and the judge's assistant, the Beadle, and to find his wife and daughter if possible. He went back to Fleet Street, and he found this dirty lady who is trying to make pies, but she knows she makes, quote, the worst pies in London.
We might hear a bit more about that later.
And she realises who it is. She really... No,
okay.
Benjamin Barker. Not Barker. Todd now. And so they set up a little association. He sets his barbershop up above her thing, and the story starts.
Okay. So it's a very dark. It's not a laugh a minute show, is it? It's
there's lots of humour in it, though.
There is, though.
Often
people think about the darkness.
Yes, there is. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just a Hammer House of Horror, though. There's a bit of that as well, which is lovely. We all love that. But there's also it's great comedy in it. There's lovely movement. It's hardly dancing, but there's certainly great movement. Lovely voices, brilliant acting. And lovely special effects. We spent a lot of money on the blood.
Excellent.
It's the best blood.
Lovely.
It's the blood. It's called Pigs Might Fly.
Oh, nice.
And it was invented by a guy called Nick Dudman, who is a film makeup man. Mm-hmm. And it's the one they use in the West End and everything else. It's very realistic.
Oh,
and you can eat it, so it's good.
Okay.
if you need me.
I'll take your word for that bit. So we were talking just off air, and I know when you came on before with Epsom that we talked about this, that you're directing this for WAOS, which stands for Woking Amateur Operatic Society.
Yep.
And obviously this is the Amdram shout-out. But that image of amateur dramatics, actually, you know, Sweeney Todd, I think, is a really good example of the type of show that if you put Amdram and Sweeney Todd together, you probably are thinking it's going to be a disaster. However, that's not how things are these days.
No, I don't get involved in what I call people shaking their leg in a village hall. You know, it's what I get involved in and what this is about, what WAOS is all about, is very, very professional, and I say that underlined, very professional show. So, and it is definitely semi-professional in so much that people such as myself and the musical director and the lighting man and the sound man, we're all paid. So it is professional in that sense.
Okay.
And the actors and so on are absolutely superb. You know, you go through it's like cooking. I always think it's like cooking. You can't cook a decent meal without the best ingredients.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same with the show. The casting is essential to get the right people to play the right parts. And the people who are then in what we call the chorus or the ensemble are all equally as good. And another day might well be principals themselves.
Mm.
So they are giving absolutely the best they can as well, and it's absolutely superb. And now we are 1 week away. We've seen the run-throughs, and it's extraordinary.
Fantastic. And the environment is a big part of that as well. You say about people in church halls. Well, you're certainly not there. You're at the Rhoda McGaw over in Woking, which is a fantastic small theatre.
Well, actually,
it's not that small.
No, it's not. there's about 215 seats. Some seats still left, by the way, people. Not many, but we'll talk about that later. But the theatre, the stage itself is quite decent.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got one of the top lighting men, one of the top sound people. Stephen Sondheim always said, he called it his lullaby to London. And he wanted it to be in the, you know, pea super fog and gas lamps and all that sort of lovely London that we know about, the sort of Jack the Ripper London.
A bit like here the last couple
of
days.
Yeah, a bit like here now, actually. That's right. But it was originally staged by Hal Prince in New York and indeed in London in a factory, in a very metal factory. That was Hal Prince's idea. And that's not what Sondheim really wanted. And we've gone back to Sondheim's view.
Okay.
And so we've made it lovely, dark and smoky and mysterious and fun. All the best bits, you know.
Excellent. So, as you say, you're a week away. Not very long now at all. So what can people sort of, what's the main thing for your production that people can look forward to other than the blood?
The blood's only a small part of it. We have approached it slightly differently. We've put a lot more drama into it, very much like I suppose they did in the film. They illustrated some of the songs with action. We've done that. We've changed certain things. Nothing bad. We think we've added to it.
Okay.
And we've added things that you won't have seen. There are definitely things in the show you won't have seen if you've seen the show before.
Okay.
Both its look and feel, the way we're doing everything, the way we've come up with ideas and slightly things. Also, of course, we've had to make cuts because it's actually a 3.5-hour show without intervals.
Right.
Which it isn't now. We've made it a sensible length.
Okay.
But without actually removing any songs whatsoever. We've kept all the songs. Some of the songs, you need to hear all the words because they're funny. Some of the songs just repeat themselves, and you don't need five verses to say the one thing you need to say, you know.
Fair enough.
And that's how we've done it. And we've done it in such a way. It's taken a long time, and we've done it. And poor Ian Sharp, who's the MD, has had to sort of make all the changes in the extra parts and everything. You know, that's a nightmare. But I think it's going to be it's not going to be too long. It's going to be great, and you're going to love it.
Okay, so if that's wet people's whistle, so to speak, how can they come and see you? When's it on? Times and all of that business?
It starts on Tuesday, November the 10th, and goes on till Saturday, November the 16th, and that's every night at 7:30.
Okay.
And then there's a Saturday matinee at 2:30.
Brilliant. And how do we get hold of tickets for that then?
There is a... I think you have a website.
I do. I've got www.waos.info. That is the Woking Amateur Operatic Society's website. So all details there about the society, as well as how to get hold of the tickets. There's also an event, Eventbrite website, eventbrite.co.uk.
Yeah, if you actually go to the theatre, of course you can buy tickets.
Of course.
But they're more expensive, I have to tell you. And booking that's fees and all of that. Things like booking fees and so on. You know, that's just the way the world is.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, James, for setting that scene. It sounds quite chilling, actually. James, I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's very
kind
of you.
And we'll speak to you again.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye.
Waos's production taking place next Tuesday at the Rhoda McGaugh Theatre in Woking. From Tuesday through until Saturday, so that's from the where are we the 10th through to the 14th of November, 7:30 in the evenings and 2:30 for the matinee. The tickets, I was just looking at it up, £11 for the Tuesday opening night and £16 for all other performances. You can also get some discounts for groups on Wednesdays and Thursdays and the Saturday matinee. And if you want to give the Waos box office a call, it's 01483 752 779 or check out the website Waos, waos.info, or indeed you can get tickets from eventbrite.co.uk.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.